Donald Trump Jr. warns Georgians, "My father's accomplishments are on your ballot." By Hannah Blow on December 1, 2020. Donald Trump Jr. is warning Georgians that President Donald Trump's accomplishments are on the ballot in the January 5 runoffs, as the results will determine the balance of power in the U.S. Senate, which has helped enact the president's MAGA agenda. The president's eldest son, who has urged Republicans in Georgia to support Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue against their radical left opponents, is featured in a six-figure radio ad which dropped in the Peach State on Tuesday. In the ad, Trump Jr. explains that his father's accomplishments remain on the ballot. The ad begins with a soundbite of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, celebrating in the streets after the media declared former Vice President Joe Biden the victor of the 2020 presidential election. "Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world," a maskless Schumer exclaimed at the time. "The radical left wants to tear down everything we've accomplished," Trump Jr. begins in the Save the U.S. Senate PAC ad. "Defunding the police, destroying private health insurance, and dismantling the Supreme Court. They'll take away our Second Amendment rights and make it harder for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves in their own homes," he continued. "On January 5, the U.S. Senate is on the line, and my father's accomplishments are on your ballot," he stressed, adding, "Don't let Chuck Schumer and the radical left succeed. On January 5, vote Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue for Senate." According to Axios, the ad will air statewide on both conservative talk radio and country music stations. Trump Jr. has remained outspoken in the weeks leading to the Georgia runoffs, addressing the rumors of people that are supposed to be on our side urging Republicans not to vote for the GOP incumbents. "That is nonsense. Ignore those people," the president's eldest son said, laying into those encouraging Republicans to sit on the sidelines in the January 5 runoffs. "We need all of our people coming out to vote for Kelly and David." His November 23 plea followed chatter from other conservative voices, who have publicly suggested that they will not support the GOP senators in next month's runoffs. "Let's speak truth about it," said Loeffler and Senator Perdue. "Why are they doing little or nothing to support efforts by GA citizens to address unlawful election and need for it?" Brian Kemp get to order special session of legislature, Attorney Lynn Wood asked. "If not fixed, I will not vote in GA runoff. Will you?" Wood inquired. Loeffler's and Perdue's victories are crucial for the GOP to maintain its Senate majority. The bigger picture, as Trump Jr. alluded to in the ad, is maintaining a majority to uphold the vast accomplishments Trump's achieved over the course of the last 4 years. If Democrats were to snag these two seats, it would split the Senate 50-50, giving the tiebreaker to the team controlling the White House. If Trump is successful in his various legal challenges, Vice President Mike Pence would serve as the tiebreaker. However, in a Biden White House, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, who was once rated the most leftist senator in the upper chamber, would determine the direction of the Senate. The Democrat Senate candidates, Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, both have histories of radical positions. A recently emerged video shows Warnock mocking the prospect of churchgoers for arming themselves. On Sunday, Perdue's challenger, John Ossoff, confessed that he would support a statewide lockdown of businesses to fight the Chinese coronavirus, adding that it's time to trust the experts. Both of those issues, preserving the Second Amendment and reviving the economy following coronavirus lockdowns, have remained central to Trump's agenda, speaking to the central point Trump Jr. makes in the Georgia ad.